And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have my friend Olivia Parker. She's the executive director for Family Kitchen. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. First thing I want to do is I want to get an update. What's going on with Family Kitchen these days?
Yeah, Family Kitchen is still up and running. We are serving three sites across Deschutes County. We serve meals in Bend every day of the year. We serve takeout meals over in Sisters on Tuesday nights, and we serve meals through partner agencies up in Redmond.
Now, obviously, this is for people that need food. They need some help. Food insecurity, as we like to say. Do they sign up for this in advance? How does this work? How do people get food from you guys?
Yeah, so Family Kitchen's model is very unique. We have a no questions asked approach. We serve meals to anyone in need if they come to our sites. So if you walk through our doors, we feed you.
Okay.
And we do cooked food, right? So if you come to Family Kitchen, you are going to get a hot meal that has been cooked by our team in our kitchens, not necessarily a pantry style model.
Now, where does this food come from?
Yes, our food comes from all sorts of places. We purchase a portion of it to make sure that we have the stuff we need, since we are doing meals of up to 400 people a night. But we also have a ton of food partners that are so generous to us. Newport Market is a wonderful partner of ours. There's a new market in Southwest Bend called Farewell Market that has become a huge partner of ours. Neighbor Impact, we are a Neighbor Impact partner agency, so we get a good amount of food from them as well. And then we have a grocery rescue program, so folks like Safeway and Trader Joe's and other grocery stores provide food to us. And we do food drives. So individuals, anyone across town, can look at our most needed food list on our website and donate food to Family Kitchen.
Okay. So I'd recommend you do that. What's the website?
www.familykitchen.org.
Well, that's easy. Familykitchen.org. You can find out what you guys need. And of course, sometimes I would think money would help.
Absolutely.
Because you've got to buy the missing ingredients when you're putting together those meals.
Absolutely. In addition to our meals, you know, we have to pay our rent. We have to pay our people, that sort of thing. So we always appreciate monetary donations. If you want to support our work, you can make a donation online at that same website, familykitchen.org. Or you can come in, if you're here local in Bend, you can come in any day of the week to our kitchen and see what we're doing and donate food or money, or come volunteer with us. We always need volunteers.
Okay. And again, all that information, familykitchen.org.
Yes.
All right. You guys are searching for a permanent kitchen.
Yes.
I want some backstory on this first. What's happened to the kitchen? Do you have a permanent kitchen now?
Yes.
Where's
that
going?
Family Kitchen was founded in 1986 by a group of women from Trinity Episcopal Church. So what that means is this year's our 40th birthday.
Oh, wow.
Which is
Happy
exciting.
Birthday.
So for 40 years, we have operated out of the kitchen at Trinity Episcopal Church in downtown Bend. They are an amazing partner of ours. We are so grateful for them. But we are officially kicking off a search for what we're calling our permanent home. We want to find a space where we can grow and be for a long term. You know, Family Kitchen would love for us to get to the point where our services aren't needed anymore. That's the goal, to put ourselves out of business. Unfortunately, we are seeing more and more need.
Business is booming.
We are seeing increases in need, not decreases. So during this time where we are seeing an increased need, we need more space. We need the ability to continue serving people every day. We are currently at our Bend location in person doing between 5,000 and 7,000 meals a month.
Wow.
So, you know, we need the space for that. And we want to find the space where we can really put our footprint down and really be able to grow our services to provide for our growing community. You know, Deschutes County, Bend is growing, and that doesn't seem to be slowing down. And so we've seen the need grow with that.
Sure, sure. So if someone has a space like that or something, they just reach out to you guys?
Yes, I really would love to invite property owners, developers, community partners, anyone who has ideas or thoughts on what the future of Family Kitchen in Bend could look like. Please reach out to me. I am open to chatting with anyone and everyone. There is no bad idea. We are looking at all sorts of different opportunities, different areas of town. So I really would love to hear from folks in the community that may have any ideas on space or kitchen or anything else.
All right. Talking to Olivia Parker, the executive director for Family Kitchen. They're searching for a permanent kitchen. And if you have any leads on that, just contact you.
Yes, you can reach out to me. My email is Olivia, O-L-I-V-I-A, at familykitchen.org.
Okay. And if you go to the website, you could probably find that information as well, right?
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate seeing you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
All right, that's Olivia Parker. Give us the website one more time.
Familykitchen.org.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.